Proclamation number 7393 of 20th of August, 1959. Dark Sides. Guidance by the Spirit. Whose spirit is wakened should not trouble himself with doubts, for he is guided by the Spirit within himself. And even if it may sometimes seem as if he is not walking the right path. Once the Spirit can be active through the human being's will to serve God and belong to Him, the Spirit will no longer withdraw and let the human being walk his path alone. And then it can truly be assumed that the paths the human being takes are right. The fact that the earthly pilgrim sometimes has to pass through dark places does not prove that this path is wrong, for the human being has to pass through darkness as long as his soul is not yet exclusively an inhabitant of the kingdom of light, as long as it still lives on this earth. And every test of faith, every test of the will is always a traversal of dark paths which the human being can, however, walk without fear because he is guided by the Spirit which, after all, is part of the Heavenly Father and which therefore never lets the human being go astray. The earth offers light and shadow. It has valleys and heights, open roads and closed paths which receive little light. The human being has to pass through it during his earthly life. He must not tire of his wanderings. He is to walk his pilgrimage path unwaveringly until he has reached the end, and this path will often be difficult for him, but never impassable for the one who makes use of God's strength, who has established the bond with Him, whose spirit is united with the Father's spirit, so that God Himself can work through the Spirit in the human being. And how then should the working of God be other than good? No matter how the human being is guided, it will always be right. It will always lead to the aim and give no cause for doubt of any kind. As long as a person lives a purely worldly life, there is certainly a danger that the paths he takes will not be the right ones. However, a person who is already of awakened spirit, who once established the intimate bond with God in such a way that God Himself was able to work through him, that he was able to speak to him and that his sanctified word can touch the human being's ear again and again and is listened to, need never have these doubts. He, too, has to walk dark paths because it is necessary for his soul's maturity. But he is never left in darkness but again and again led out by his spirit onto paths full of light where the aim is clearly and distinctly before the human being's eyes again and where he also feels the strength within himself to reach this aim. But the human being can lean on his spirit at any time and he will have the right support. He will not need to fear that the staff which supports him will break. The Spirit from God will no longer let go of the human being whom he once won, through whom God Himself was able to express Himself for the salvation of human souls. And every darkness will come to an end one day if only the human being keeps moving and does not stay in the place of darkness because he shuns the light. But light will certainly shine for anyone who desires it. And anyone who is already in the light should no longer be frightened by darkness, for it is merely a passage to ever more radiant light which will never go out because it completely fills and permeates the human soul and all darkness has come to an end. Amen.